Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on March 27th, 2017. Our guest today is Michael Hedden, a managing director in FTI Consulting's real estate practice. We're going to talk about what we're seeing out of key economic indicators and what they mean for the real estate market. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alan, for having me.
So, Michael, in general, 2016 was a year in which we saw a number of economic challenges on both the domestic and global fronts. I'm wondering, how do you think the property markets responded in general?
I think the property markets responded well because of the amount of capital that is being invested and looking for, we call it dry powder, looking for investments. And as a result, North American and specifically the United States has been a very attractive market for those investment dollars. And as a result, notwithstanding anything else in the economic realm, properties have done quite well because of the amount of money that is seeking real estate investment.
And have you been able to tease out kind of maybe a consensus view in the industry of the Trump administration's agenda and its impact on the real estate market?
I think it's a little early to make that determination. The fact that most real estate investors or real estate professionals are optimistic with regards to regulation reform, whether it's the banking industry or whether it's the approvals or environmental regulation, which should become more lax and therefore be beneficial to the real estate, approval process and development process. And then you have whether there's going to be revisions in the tax code that'll be more beneficial to, real estate. So in that regard, I think most real estate investors are very optimistic with regards to the Trump impact, infrastructure, spending in getting the economy going. I think that there's a lot of optimism as it relates to the property markets and the Trump agenda. However, the other thing we have to be careful of is that it's going to move at a glacial speed. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's going to take time. And we'll see how the administration's ability to move that policy and that legislation through and their ability to legislate, I think, is what most people are concerned about. So I think it's positive, but it's not going to be overnight in terms of the impact on the market.
And then lastly, let's look ahead the rest of the year. Are there any big stories that you'll be watching closely?
I think what we'll be watching is at some point the political issues with regards to the immigration issues, with regards to the impact on tourism, obviously the health care issue, which we're now talking about just after that, is now the Affordable Care Act is going to stay in place, and the concerns or the sentiments of certain consumers will have now been alleviated, and we're waiting to see if behaviors change, if shopping patterns, if tourism are going to change in the year ahead, and whether or not that's going to have an impact on the economy and then the use of real estate. So it's going to be the housing markets, it's going to be the retail markets, it's going to be the level of economic activity, and whether it's GDP, inflation, those issues, I think, are what we're looking forward go forward into 2017 to see if the policies and the politics now evolve into consumer behaviors and whether or not they, in fact, will then affect the economy.
Well, Michael, I appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me, and look forward to our next conversation.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.